going to learn together the seventh Maimer, Maimer Zayin, of the Pritzadik on Purim. Laihudim ha'isayir v'simcha v'sasayin v'yikar. After the great turnaround, and Mordechai is triumphant, he's marched through the streets of Shushan as a hero. The next pasuk reads, Laihudim ha'isayir v'simcha v'sasayin v'yikar. Light and joy and gladness and glory. V'yamru, the Gemara in Megillah says, Ayra zutayra. Simcha, ze yom tov. Sasayin, zumila, and v'yikar, elu tefillin. And the Gemara tells us through psukim how and why these are representative of, as we said, tayra, yom tov, mila, tefillin. So apparently these mitzvahs were re-embraced with a dedication, with rejuvenation and excitement by the Jewish people. And the question is, why specifically these mitzvahs? Ha'inyan di Yisrael, mekudashim b'shalosh kedushos meshoresh hakasuv. The Jewish people have three facets of their kedusha rooted in the pasuk, meaning that the idea is expressed and is rooted in the pasuk and revealed to us by the Torah, where the Torah says in the end of Parshas Shemini, "V'hiskadishtem," you'll make yourselves holy. "V'hisam kadoshim," you will be holy. "Ki kadosh ani," for I am holy. V'hainu. So the following are the three areas of kedusha. Number one. Kedushas Yisrael mitzad atzmam. The fact that the Jewish people are holy because we make efforts to be holy, because of what we do and how we do it, how we live. But mi'asarusa delasasa, meaning from our stirring ourselves up and conjuring up a way of being, a way of living that's holy as Hashem wants us to, our efforts. That's kedusha that we are responsible for and are credited for. That's first. Number two, ukedusha sa'avos. Another area of kedusha. Kedusha sa'avos. That the avos are within us. We are a part of their legacy, their living legacy, our progenitors. And we continue by being holy as they were holy. Shenikna behem, we have a possession. We are a people with an inherent holiness. Mitzad sheirish kedushas avos, from what's our source, from the fact that our ancestral roots are these avos. Al zeh ne'emar, v'yisam kedoshim. V'yiskadishta means you're going to make yourself holy. V'yisam kedoshim is you are holy. You have a havayos hakedusha. You have a presence of kedusha within you. Mehasherish. That's number two. And then thirdly, ki kadosh ani, hu hakedusha d'leila. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha, and he shares of it, and he imparts of it. Mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. So we have three different aspects of kedusha that inhere in us. One, how we make ourselves holy, our efforts to be a holy nation, to be special people, to eschew things that don't belong, and to be a nation of Torah and mitzvahs. Number two, that which we have inherently in our spiritual genes, because we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And number three, the fact that by clinging to Hashem, Hashem imparts of, and we share in the kedusha that we gain from being his people. And that's, he says, how we should understand the pasuk. V'hiskadishtem, what we do to be a holy nation. V'hisim kedoshim, the havayos of kedusha from the avos. K'kadosh ani, the kedusha derived from a kadosh baruch. Now he goes on to say, V'al gimel kedushas elu, miramzim ha-gimel oisos, she'yisrael miyuchadim behem. The oisos, like Torah, and Shabbos, and Mila, and Tefillin is a nice. They all relate to these different kinds of Kedusha, as follows. Torah hu mitzad isarusa delatata. Torah is a siman of Kedusha, it's a sign of Kedusha, it's an ice that we are the nation, v'hurakli Yisrael, it's only for us. Goy is not supposed to study Torah, we're not supposed to teach Torah to a Goy. Da'akum ha'isik b'Torah chayv. That's one kind of Kedusha. That's a Kedusha that we have to work on, we have to study the Torah. That's mitzad atzman shal Yisrael, right? U'mitzvas mila, right? We call it Bris Avram. The fact that we are coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becoming his nation and being a part of his nation by having a Mila, that's because we have a Kedusha inherited from the Avos. V'ein Shaychus La, again, no one else but Jews, Rak Yisrael. The Muleakum Dinam Karelim. Even if a Gentile has a Mila, he's got the din of an Oral. Mashen Ken Yisrael, on the other hand, the Yisrael, af oral b'chalal moholhu, in terms of what a person expresses in a neder, when it says a Jew, it could include even someone who has not yet had Mila, for whatever reason. Af oral b'chalal mohol. So Mila is only ours, but Mila is from the Avos. It represents a Kedusha that we inherit. Kedushas Shabbos, he mitzad Kedusha d'leila. Kedushas Shabbos, we don't make Shabbos Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He did from the very first, seventh day, from Maisa Bereshis, from Shabbos Bereshis. The Kviya V'kaima, Me Hashem Yisbarach. That's what Kviya V'kaima means. It's Kedusha that's already established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mesh Nemer L'das, Keni Hashem Kadishchem. V'hu Gam Kein Miyuchad L'Yisrael. Again, this is only for Yisrael. K'mesh Nemer, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael, Oysi L'Oilam. Ma'akum Sheshav Aschayif. So we have here the oses of Am Yisrael's Kedusha. You have Torah, which is exclusively ours. And no one but a Jew may learn Torah. That's because we work on Torah. And we take it, and we study it, we embrace it, and then live it. But that's the Kedusha mitzad atzman shel Yisrael. Then you have Mila, which is from the Avos. And again, the din of a Mila only exists in the case of a Jew. And then you have Shabbos, which is the Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ois of Shabbos is a Kedusha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly. So you have these three areas of Kedusha, again, that are exclusively ours. And what he's going to say is, Va'amolek Yedua, Shehu Iker HaMekatrik Al Kedushas Yisrael, V'Kitrugoy Al Gimel Kedushas HaNiskarim La'el. Amolek, Haman, represents the effort to say that the Jewish people are not holy, that there's no such concept of holiness. Not holiness because they work on it and because they created that kind of holiness. No. Not holiness from their avos, that second category. No. And then, of course, holiness because they cleave to Hashem. No. So those three, all three, v'skadishtem, that we make ourselves holy, v'yisem k'doshim, that we have it in us from the avos, k'kadosh ani, that we have it from Hashem, all three are denied by Amalek. That's what Amalek works to destroy.
I was going to say, Shabbos, the guy is not allowed to observe either.
Correct.
That's also for us.
That's what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Ma'akum sheshav aschayiv, he mentions it.
He says it.
Good. Now, he's going to show us in a step-by-step process where Amalek stands opposed to each of these three distinct areas of Kedusha. Number one, v'zeh she'amru, in the Medrash Tanchuma, she'hayachotech miloiseyim shel Yisrael, v'zorkun klapim ala. On the Pasuk, v'yizanev b'cho, kol anechosh shalom acharecho, so the Medrash says, the tail end of a human being, so to speak, is the makam of Mila, and those who they defeated, lo aleinu, they cut off the Milas and threw them up as if to scoff, and they howled, here God, you want them to do Mila? Here's your Mila. What were they trying to say? What is the kitrig? Meaning, what is it that they were criticizing? What were they trying to prosecute us on what grounds? V'hainu ha-kitrig al-ois bris. This is that they're saying the Jewish people are not any more holy. They are just as prone to all the other averus like we are. Sha'emer she'gam Yisrael einam she'emnim kedushas ha-bris. They said, Chalil, the Jewish people, they're not a holy people, they're not a chaste people, they can be just as, and are just as licentious as anybody else, etc. Afshani Moilu. And that was the point of Amalek in the Midbar, when they attacked us, and those who were not protected by the Anani HaKavod, who they defeated, they cut the milah as if to say, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're vulnerable people, and the reason they're vulnerable is because they're just as prone to the same human weaknesses and sins as anybody else. Va'al Kain, that's why they said to Hashem, Heve lecha masha b'charta. You chose them and their milah, here's what you chose. So, this is Amalek opposing milah, which is the inheritance of our Kedusha and the mitzvah we follow, Bris Avram. That's the kind of Kedusha that we have from the Avos. That's number one. Number two, V'haman mizaroi, Haman is of Amalek. He's a descendant of Amalek. Sha'amru, and Chazal said about him, Deleka diyada lishnabi shakahaman. He knew how to say the worst things about us and argue against us, so to speak, before the Almighty. Shekvar amarnu shahamachuvin, what we have explained earlier, he says, is shekitrig al Yisrael lamala. That what he said, when he said to Achashverosh, yeshnei amachod mefuzah meferid ben amim, when he criticized us in the ears of the king, when he came with his idea for the decree and he said that, what did he mean to say? Yeshnoi means there is, but he also meant yashnu min ha-mitzvahs. They are not doing the mitzvahs anymore. They've given up the mitzvahs. V'rabbonon gam kein am echad hein. When he said yeshna am echad, he included the rabbonon. V'hainu shekitre gal kedushas Yisrael mitzad atzmam. He said the Jewish people do not do mitzvahs, they're not caring anymore about their religion, they're not following their God, they don't have that holiness that they used to have. They can't profess to be a holy people. That kedusha of working on themselves, al yedei hatorah u'mitzvos, they've lost it. They don't have that kedusha anymore. Va'amar, and he said, "Dekulam af hatalmidei chachamim yashnu min hatorah u'mitzvos." They're asleep. It's gone. It's over. They're not doing Torah u'mitzvos anymore. V'gam kedushas hazman b'Yisrael mekadshi mekadshi lo. He said that the same thing he said, those holy days that they used to celebrate, these Jews, they don't really celebrate these holy days anymore. And again, holidays, unlike Shabbos, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Jewish people are the ones who make the Zmanim holy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Shabbos, but we, by having the Kiddush HaChodesh and deciding, Bezdin decides when the Yom Tov is, we are the ones who have to create the Yom Tov, so to speak. And he said, they don't do their Yomim Tovim anymore. They don't take their Yomim Tovim seriously. They don't really mean to observe. At most, he said, they just are lazy and don't want to do work. Omar, he said, the Gemara says that what he meant to say was, Mafki l'kula shasa. They try to get out of working all year. B'shahi pahi. What's shahi pahi? Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom. Rashi explains, they would make up excuses all the time. What he was trying to say was, Lekatreg Lamala, he also meant to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't you protect them, they don't do that Yomim Tovim anymore the way they used to. K'mesh Nidrash, Al Masha Amar. And now he's going to explain the reason why we would say that Haman was arguing against us in the heavenly courts, not just to the king Achashverosh, is because when it says in the Megillah, Vazdase HaMelech Einam Moisim, ostensibly he's telling Achashverosh that they don't follow your dictate, but it doesn't say HaMelech Achashverosh. It says Vazdase HaMelech Einam Moisim, which means the king. Uvachol Mokim Shenemar HaMelech Stam B'Megillah Meshamish Koidim, excuse me, Meshamish Koidish V'chol. Chazal teaches that when it says HaMelech or Melech in the Megillah without the name Achashverosh, it also means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zohar says, when it says Melech HaMelech in the Megillah, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu shekitrug Haman, the kitrug, the argument against us, the prosecutorial argument, the accusation was Vazdase HaMelech Einam Moisim, meaning she'ein kavanosim l'shem shemayim b'simchas hamoyedim. When he said, you know, these Jews with their Yomim Tovim, they don't even do their Yom Tov anymore, he meant to say, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like I'm talking to Achashverosh, I'm talking to you. You're not going to protect them anymore. Why would you protect your people? They're not following your Yomim Tovim. They're not Mekadesh, the Yomim Tovim anymore. Rak Kavanosim L'Hanoz Gufim. They just want to relax, drink, eat, make merry, but they're not doing the Yom Tov. That's what they want. They're not interested in actually being Mekadesh Hazmanim. So this second area, the area of where Am Yisrael is Kadosh because we embrace mitzvahs and we create Kedusha. No, Haman says. They don't. And then finally, third area. V'al HaKedusha mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. As far as the holiness that we have, because we're Hashem's people. And He imparts to us and creates and foments a Kedusha for us, within us. Amar about this, he said, Aisei Shenemar Boi Hashem Echad Yashan Loi Me'amoi. So when he said Yeshnoi Amachod, he meant to say Yashan. He went to sleep. God is no longer watching over. He's no longer giving over. He's no longer sharing of his Kedusha with this Amachod. Not anymore. You know, we say Hinei Lo Yonum V'Lo Yishan Shemer Yisrael. And Haman's argument is he is asleep. The God of Israel is not awake to them, they're not awake to him. The relationship is weak. It's tenuous. It's ended. Amnam Hashem Yisbarach Boyechin Talum Azleiv. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's really in our hearts as he looked at us then. Shebe'emes Yisrael Mekudoshim B'chol Agimu Kedushas Hanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, and obviously once we started to move back to Hashem in Tshuva, at Esther's urging, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at us and said, I see all three areas of Kedusha. The Kedusha mitzad atzman, because they make themselves holy. The Kedusha from the Avos, and the Kedusha that I impart, I see them, Klal Yisrael, with all three aspects of the Kedusha. Va'al kein, therefore, la'achar his galus hanes ksiv. So therefore, after this great miracle, it says, la'yehudim haysa ayra. Ayra is Torah. Torah is that which we work on, study, create. It's the Kedusha because we work on the Kedusha. It's me Isarusa de la Sasa. But Simcha, similarly, say Yom Tov, which we create. Haina his galus Kedushas Yisrael mitzad atzma. That's the Torah and the mitzvahs, and now the Yom Tovim, b'Isarusa de la Sasa, meaning with what we do here on this earth. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven says we should be holy, but because we work to be holy. Shehem oiskim b'teru u'mitzvahs. K'may she'amru, hador kiblua b'mei Achashverosh. It was a Kabbalah Satayra. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that there was an embrace of Torah that had not taken place even at Har Sinai. There was an aspect of acceptance of Torah that was stronger then, and that was actually a completion of the incomplete acceptance of Torah that had taken place 1,000 years earlier at Har Sinai. It was an acceptance out of love and not out of fear. It was acceptance of Torah Shebal Peh. It was acceptance with desire and not because Kaf Aleihem Har Kigigis. V'gam Kedushas Yom Tov, Shu Kedushas Hazman Di Yisrael Mekatshile. We make the Yom Tov holy. That too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's Am Yisrael. Va'al derech she'amru, amru HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata mapil ein ra b'mayadim. You, Haman, you're trying to look at the Mayadim and criticize Am Yisrael for not doing Mayadim correctly? B'mayadim shalahem, you're trying to attack them for their Yomim Tovim and for not embracing the Yomim Tovim? Hareini mapil cho lifneihem, I will cause you to fall and to be defeated by them. U'mayisivim lahem mayad echad al mapolascha. And there is going to be another Yom Tov, which they're going to keep and celebrate with mitzvahs. Another Yom Tov, all thanks to you, because of your downfall. That'll teach you to criticize them for not having Yom Tov. So that's Ayra v'sasan. Lehudim ha'isa Ayra. Excuse me, Ayra v'simcha. That's Ayra v'simcha. Those are the Torah and Yom Tovim. That's all about Kedusha that we work for, that we accomplish. And this Yom Tov of Purim, he says, "V'hagam du Yom Tov b'Yisur Melacha loy kiblu alayu." Though it's true, Purim was not a Yom Tov of Yisur Melacha; they did not accept that stringency upon them. K'moshe Amru, as the Gemara Megillah explains, Mikal Malkoim, Hasimcha, Mitzvahs, Hanoyagos Bepurim, Hu Bizman HaKavua Mehachodesh de Yisrael Mekachila, the Kama Avri Archi. It's an example of an extra Yom Tov, which we have created, and of course it's dependent upon when Bezdin decides Ador should begin. So that's the first area of Kedusha mentioned by the Pasuk. Le'ehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha. Kedusha of Torah, Kedusha that we work, that we create, Kedusha of Yom Tovim, which we are Mekadosh, that Bezdin's Mekadosh, that first area of Hiskadishtem. Make yourselves holy. Number one. Next, number two. Le'ehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasoin. V'sasoin zum mila. That's mitzvah mila. As it says, Sasanechel Limnusach, Kamais Shalorov, Shinizgala Kedushas Yisrael Mitzad Toldois Ha'avos. Chazal say that there was a new love and an embrace of Mitzvah Smila, but that's to say that we embrace the Kedusha inherent in us from the Avos, Kimordechai Ve'Esther. Now he's going to explain what the idea of being descendants of the Avos, how that relates so intimately to what the thrust of the Megillah is, which is people of Binyamin, Shevet Binyamin, defeating Amalek. He says, Ki Mordechai v'Esther hichni'um. Mordechai and Esther specifically brought Amalek down. V'al pi ma'asha amru, as the Medrash in Tanhuma says, Meseres Agoda, we have a tradition, She'ein Esav Neufel Ela Biyad Bunah Shel Rachel. The children of Rachel, Binyamin and Yosef are those who are going to, are destined to defeat Esav and Amalek. Ve'isa, la'olam, I'm going to quote from the psikta, words that are missing. La'olam, always, ha'shevet hazeh, meaning Binyamin, the shevet of Mordechai v'Esther, muchan lihipara min Amalek. They are the ones destined to extract punishment and to defeat Amalek. As the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Mini Ephraim, Sharsham ba'Amalek, Acharecha Binyamin. Vahainu, before Vahainu, excuse me, it's Binyamin destined L'tva min Zare Shel Amalek. The words in the Psikta al-Hipara min Zare Shel Amalek. And the Pasuk supports that. Acharecha Binyamin, the Pasuk says. You're going to be the ones to defeat Amalek. V'hainu, mepnei sheheim nishmorim b'kedushas habris b'etzem. Because the Jewish people are shomer bris, and are chaste, and are correct about their personal lives. And that which Haman was saying, and that Amalek said about the Jewish people, is just not true. And we gird ourselves correctly against the Yetzer Hara. And that Kedusha is to be celebrated. And it was a Kedusha that meant to the Jews then, to Yidden then, a recommitment to and a new sense of joy in the mitzvah, Sasein of Mila. That aspect of Kedusha which inheres in us from the Avos. And then, thirdly, V'yakar, right? Yehudim ha'isa'ira v'simcha v'sasayin v'yakar. Chazal say v'yakar, elu tefillin. That was a new love and an embrace of mitzvah's tefillin. Hainu, what's tefillin? Of course, the ice. His galus kedushas Yisrael mitzad Hashem Yisbaruch. Tefillin is that we are Hashem's chosen people and holy by virtue of being His nation, as the pasuk says. U'kamaisha amru. Chazal tell us on the pasuk, V'ro'u kolami aretz, Kishem Hashem nikra alecha, V'yaru mimeka. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Hei says, Elu tefillin shebereish, that they'll see on our heads tefillin like a glorious crown, and they'll recognize, oh, Hashem has chosen these people. These are the holy nation. They're holy because they're Hashem's people. This is the Kedusha that is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as in the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own tefillin, where Chazal say, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the pasuk, Mika Amch Yisrael Goyechad Baritz. V'hainu shekshurim b'sheirish. We tie on the tefillin, we tie them on because we are bound up, b'sheirish, we are rooted in Hashem. That's the Kedusha, mitzad Hashem. Isarusa Dlaila. He says a beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's call it what we do, you know, in Yiddish, we call it a chap. Where do we see in the Megillah that there was this aspect of seeing the holiness of the Jewish people and that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like in the case of Tefillin, V'yorim Mimekah? It says in the Megillah, it actually happened. They looked with awe at the Jewish people and raises them up, so to speak. Kinofal pachad Mordechai aleihem, because they had a new sense of fear that gripped them, the fear of Mordechai. Ah, that's the same as V'yaru Mimekah. That's V'yakar, Tefillin. So, what he has said is that all three types of Kedusha that Amalek would try to oppose, we have them all. We celebrate them all on Purim. They all prove to be in the Kedusha that we all three have. We create Kedusha and work on it with Torah and Mitzvahs and Yamim Tovim. That's like Hudim, Hosa, Oira, V'simcha. We have Kedusha that inheres in us the Bris Mila. Sasain represents the Kedusha that we have from the Avos. That's our Kinyan from the Avos. And V'yakar is Tefillin. That's the Kedusha that comes because we are Hashem's people and He imparts that Kedusha from His side and from above, from Isarusa D'Le'elo. So that is how the Pasuk, Le'hudim Ha'isa Oire V'simcha V'sasin V'yikar, relates to the defeat of Haman. It's an expression of the celebration and the joy we had of doing the mitzvahs and being Mekayim the Oisais that express all three different kinds of Kedusha, the V'hiskadishtem, the V'hiyisem Kedoshim, and the Ki Kadosh Ani. And that's what we celebrate then on Purim, is that the feat of Haman, through the process of manifesting Kedusha, and having Hashem affirm that we have that Kedusha, so that Haman's arguments that they are a people who we can defeat and destroy because those areas of Kedusha no longer exist, he was proven wrong. And instead, he was defeated. And Mida Keneged Mida, we take those areas of Kedusha, enhance them, and grow them, and bring them to a certain strength that is strength of our holiness, greater than even before the challenge that Haman posed. So that Bnei Yisrael didn't just survive and didn't only thrive after the miracle of the defeat of Haman, we actually gain. We gain in the Yom Tov of Purim, we gain in all these areas, Le'hudim Ha'isa Oira V'simcha, we gain in Torah and a new Yom Tov called Purim, we gain in the embrace and celebration of V'sosin of Mila, V'yakar, and the pride of being Hashem's Am Kadosh, the mitzvah of Tefillin.